And you know, two of them come after Moses. Mm-hmm. There's two angels, death angels, that disputed over Moses' body. Mm-hmm. Well, I seen them coming. And there was both of them. One was way high. He was about that. And another one, he was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. He finally was that big, I reckon. Mm-hmm. It looked like, someone asked me, was he dressed in white? But you seen these little shiny dolls that mm-hmm. with no clothes on? Mm-hmm. Just not your flesh is what mm-hmm. it was. And he was coming, and I'd see him, and he'd read how, and directly he was right in the room with me. Then he went, was going right.
Weren't you scared?
No. I'd been seen him. And he went right to the ward where my son was. I knew what it was. I knew what it was. Well, then I see other people at night when I close. I've seen Jesus. I was prayed for and I got sick down at the camp meeting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was the matter with me. I just all but lost my mind. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for nothing. I heard them, the two women was there with me. We was in a little old tent saying I was sick, but I didn't care. I was understanding them too. And then when they was whispering around, I wouldn't understand, but I understood everything they were saying. But I didn't care. I got up at daylight before they got up. They said it was awful hot that night. And I slipped way off to a bathroom, you know. I was going to take a shower bath. Didn't have sense enough to take nothing with me, no clothes. I made two or three trips. Then I got feeling real bad then. And just time I stepped in that little old tent, my bed was right at the foot of it. You know, I fell down. I said, I'm hot enough to die. And they put a little electric fan right on me. And I said, oh, I want someone to go to warm and get a preacher, the overseer was there on the ground and pray for him. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, no, the pastor will be here directly. I said, no, I said, he'll probably be late today, but he was earlier, though. Mm-hmm. He'd come on, and when he come in, I was laying there, and my gown wasn't buttoned up. One of them said, you want your gown buttoned up? I said, yeah, sure do. So I told her. She buttoned up, and then I wanted to turn over. Mm-hmm. I never did turn over, because she turned me over. Couldn't turn over to say, I twist, you know, to turn one mm-hmm. way. She says, what do you want? Do you want to turn over? I said, I sure do. She turned me over. Well, when he come in and he prayed for me, I partly seen him when he come in the door.
Jesus?
No, I part of my pastor. My eyes closed on me. Mm-hmm. I could hear him talking now. Don't think I couldn't hear that. And I could understand what they were saying. But I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. I couldn't open my eyes, and I couldn't speak. But in the meantime, there's a man that was right in the camp, you know, that I knew. He knew I was sick, but I didn't know it at the time.
And that's when you saw Jesus?
Yeah. I did. I've seen him more than one time. But when he come in, when he prayed for me, and they got a little bit of tent, you know, and they mm-hmm. stood outside in a little cloth out for the window, you know. Mm-hmm. My eyes opened directly. I saw the Lord. He was about that Lord, long, right over me. If you ever seen his picture, that's what he looked like.
Yeah.
He was right over me. Then my eyes opened. Then I could talk. Then, mm-hmm. and right here was hurting me. Mm-hmm. On this neck bone, and right mm-hmm. there. Well, that quit. Huh. But my bowels was a little bit upset, not much. And did you know I got up and dressed to go to church that morning? We was right on the ground, you know, just mm-hmm. a little piece. And I walked down there, but I couldn't stay there. Mm-hmm. I wanted to sleep. Sleep was all I wanted mm-hmm. to do. And I went on back to the house, and I didn't go back to hear him preach, and I lay down on the bed there. First thing I heard somebody say, Mama, and it was my son from Texas. He'd mm-hmm. come down there, he had come home, and crippled his foot, he got hurt. And he'd come home, stay a few days, and he'd come down there to see me. He said, Mama, I says, yeah. He knew, then they told him where I was, that the lady that was sick, you know. Mm-hmm. He thought something. He didn't see me under that tabernacle. He was worried then. He knew there was something wrong with me uh-huh. then. And I went on and he won't take me home. I said, no. I says, I cannot get my clothes together. We had them all mm-hmm. together. And I had to wait till the other women to come to get my clothes.